agreeing with the book of Revelation, saying at the time period when the whole world and the countries of the world are captured by the papacy, that the world is divided up into rich and poor. And this is what Revelation 13 says when it talks about the mark of the beast. It says that verse 16 of Revelation 13 says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads." All is identifying the whole world, and John the Revelator is dividing up the world into rich and poor, small and great, free and bond, and in relation to Egypt, Libya and Ethiopia give this same breakup of the world, rich and poor. So once again, the books of Daniel and Revelation go together. And what verse 42 and 43 are saying is that the third obstacle of the papacy, necessary for the papacy to overcome before it returns to its former position of power, ruling the world, capable of persecuting, has been overcome when the countries of the world are conquered. In verse 44, it talks about tidings, a message that comes out of the east and the north. Brothers and sisters, take your concordance. East and the north are terms that are associated with Christ and his message. Isaiah speaks very, very clearly that Christ is the one that comes from the north, and he, in the same passage, he comes from the rising of the sun. Isaiah 41 addresses this. As lightning shineth from the east unto the west, the second coming of Christ is associated with the east. The sealing angel comes out of the east, so the sealing message is associated with the east, and on and on and on. East and north are directions on the compass that are associated with Christ. So verse 44 is speaking about a message of Christ that has to do with his second coming, the sealing message, Isaiah 41, the righteousness of Christ message. North is associated with judgment, so this is a judgment hour message, and this message is going to trouble the king of the north. And the next phrase, he goes forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. In the Hebrew, it implies martyrdom. In the book Maranatha, Sister White says there will be many martyrs. This is identifying a bloodbath that takes place when the persecution begins, when the papacy returns. Can persecute again. The persecution, like all of these end time events, I would recommend.